gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening. We have a live show for you today. Today is Thursday, October the 20th. Man, this year is already gone. Whew, this month went by fast. This whole year has gone by fast. October the 20th, 2016. And we have a live show for you. Thank you all at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. I will see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. So let's get started with today's show. But before we do that, we have to always talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and my man Ramon, give us a call also. We have to talk about supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very, very important that we can maintain this network so that it can continue to grow and continue to bring us some of the information, some of the opportunities, and some of the important, relevant things that we should know about, discuss, and leverage in our own individual family and overall community interest. So how do we do that? We have to give financial energy in by making cash donations so that that cash can be turned into energy for the network to meet all of its requirements and continue to go. So you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once they are on the website, you'll be able to go to Crowdfunding Digital Black Media. All of the information is right there, so just pick it up and look at the opportunities that are there for you to show your support and to give some of your financial energy to the network so that it can continue to grow and do what it's been doing so well and do even more. You never know. It could be something that can directly benefit you, because there's also Black BTR community that is Black Talk Radio Network community. It's a actual social media operation that has been put together so that you don't have to worry about your identity being stolen, so that you don't have to worry about being adversely affected because of you expressing what you want to express, and gives you the opportunity to promote your business, promote yourself, promote some of the things that you think is very important, should be on the calendar within the community, and see what's necessary. So very, very easy. You can go to btrcommunity.com and join for $24 a year. That's a dollar a week, basically. Very, very well worth it. So much, excuse me, a dollar every 2 weeks. I'm sorry. So very, very important in that we have our own means and be creators of our own destiny. Very, very important that we do that. And this is just one of the many ways. And then from that energy will definitely multiply in you, and that you will start to see things and you will start to respond and you will start to resonate differently, so that you will continue to ensure that that happens for you, yourself, and our overall community. So very important. Also, if you are interested in transferring your cash into a wage of a king or a lady and a gentleman, what is that? You can do that by actually going into exchanging some of your cash for real money, not for currency, which is in the currency that you have today is actually the wage of a slave. And we're going to definitely talk about that. Ramon had asked a question back on Monday for us to explain, and we will, and I forgot to do it. We'll do that once Ramon gets in, definitely want to have that conversation because he asked a very, very important question. So if you'd like to acquire some of the precious metals, you can go to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint, Mint, and make a, you can actually acquire the metals there, but I would also say make sure that you email wolf6pack1@gmail.com first so that the so that you can actually make sure that you are getting exactly what you want, and also so that you know some things that just to bring you up to speed on what's the process and what's in your best interest, so that you know. It's always good to talk to someone on the phone, a real life person, about whatever it is, so that you can ask some of your questions and then get everything explained to you. So very, very important. Go to prosperitymint.com and make your overall precious metals exchange or purchases right there. So 1 second, everyone, while I'm getting ready. You know, yesterday, just want to send a big shout out to Brother and Sister Davis. Wasn't quite, they had sent me a message yesterday, a couple of hours before the show was to come on, said they would be in town, and I had the pleasure of meeting Brother and Sister Davis, and even though it wasn't for long, because I had some clients I had to see yesterday and some things I had to take care of, but was able to at least meet and hang out with Brother and Sister Davis, and just, well, they are who, and they, and even more than what has been presented here on Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, what you hear. It was just, had a blast. Looking forward to continuing in developing even more, and just continuing to enjoy each other, because the energy is so, so great, and we had a blast. So much love, much respect to Brother and Sister Davis, and to all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show. I just want to tell you that I appreciate you and absolutely love you, which is okay for me to say because I do. And this is the best place for us to be at these great moments in eternity, because that's all they are. They're moments in eternity that we should actually use to our fortune and to appreciate the greatness and the fullness thereof, because that's what it really is. And it this journey, this continuous eternity evolution, is what you make it. And so many of you have made it very beautiful, and I just want to thank you for that and continue to look forward to do things with you in the future. So let's get into, by all means, for any of you today, we're going to talk about current events. But for any of you today, if you'd like to call in and talk about anything, definitely don't hesitate to hit us up, 641-715-3660 in the participant code 549032 pound. And so we're going to get into what's in the news. So what we're going to do, yesterday I didn't get to carry what's in the news before we went off, yesterday, because of went to pick up Brother and Sister Davis, had to get them something to eat, and just was a mad dash. So I wasn't able to was driving, so I wasn't able to do what's in the news. So we're going to pick up from yesterday what's in the news. Some very, very good and important articles. So let's go. Here we go. Article number one. What you're being told about the Iraqi ISIS offensive. What you're not being told about the Iraqi ISIS offensive. And this comes from the antimedia.com.org. And so check out that article. Next article. There was learned, and Scotty had a had a couple of things to say about this article, and this one came from The Hill. Rango reinstates the draft. And this is from the political figureheads, Charles Rango out of New York, is reintroducing legislations that would reinstate military draft in the U.S. and impose a war tax so that Americans feel the burden of ongoing military operations against the ISIS militants. Armed conflict is unpredictable, chaotic, costly. When I served, the entire nation shared the sacrifice through the draft and increased taxes. Well, this was about 18 months ago. And I'm going to read just some of the comments that were there. And it says, Lawrence said, didn't he first introduce the bill in 2003? Not sure why he thinks it needs to be reintroduced again. Maybe he should just let it go at this point, right? And then it goes on. Okay, Scotty says, okay, says right here he is reintroducing it. And Scotty continued to say he is playing an angle. He knows that only poor and middle class join the military, while those of privilege never serve in wars they start. Their children don't need the GI Bill to go to college. He feels if the draft was in effect, those war hawks in Congress wouldn't be able to put their children's lives in danger. Whatever, the children of wealth usually get drafted. Wait, deferments. This could end up backfiring. I don't know if this is an article or if he's just reintroducing the legislation or just talking. Somebody ought to introduce legislation that would lift the draft age to whatever age range Rangel is. But you know what, and let me just tell you this, why this is such hogwash. But you see, what you're happening is they always tell you things before they do it, way in advance. Here's the sub, but we're going to come back to this one, but I just wanted to read that, but we're going to come back, very, very important. Next article came from the Independent. Man claims his son was eaten by inmates in prison riot. A father has claimed his 25-year-old son was brutally murdered and eaten by inmates during a month-long riot at a Venezuelan prison. Juan Carlos Honeras told local media his son, Juan Carlos Jr., was stabbed, hung, and dismembered, and then eaten at the Churruca Detention Center. And I guess this detention center has been notorious for this type of stuff. And then Tim Zamora said, wow, if real. And then Learn said, wouldn't surprise me if this was true. And this was let me tell you, I posted this because very quickly people could go from civilized to feral. And I think as things start to unfold, why we have Tando Radio Show, that we will actually see events that like that creeping and then taking root here in the States in a much more broad way than what is done hidden, because it's done here as well. So, in different forms and in different fashions, but I see that it's trending to where the actual satanic rituals are going to be more publicized and more out in the front, and because they realize that the general population is right where they want them to be. They don't know and they don't care. So check out that article. Next article comes from Press TV. U.S. military revamps, U.S. military ramps up airstrikes in Libya. U.S. military has dramatically increased the number of airstrikes in Libya in less than a month. New data shows, further cementing the celebrity figurehead Obama record of taking more military action than any other American former celebrity figurehead CEO. So check out that article from Press TV. Next one comes from Press also. Holland Merkel Putin to talk Syria. The French government and Russian leaders are set to meet in Germany to discuss Syria, the Syrian crisis, as a brief truce has been introduced by the Russians in Syria for the embattled city of Aleppo. Russian and French presidents and the German Chancellor Merkel will meet in Berlin on Wednesday, according to Holland's office. So check out that article. This is all starting to fold, ladies and gentlemen. The overall stages of World War III is growing, and is going to lead to global nuclear war one. So check out this article. All the stage. The cast and the scripts are being strictly followed, and they're ready for everyone to take a seat, but this time they're ready to see them on their backs globally. So in my opinion, so this is something that you should know what's going on and make the proper and have the proper response to it. Next article, Washington's global economic wars. During most of the past two decades, Washington has aggressively launched military and economic wars against at least nine countries, either directly or through its military aid and regional alliances and proxies. U.S. air and ground troops have bombed or invaded Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon. And the streets of America, I added that one. So check out that article, really good one for you to know. Next one, official U.S. government documents confirm that the Saudi government funds Al-Qaeda. So check out that article. Next one comes from the Portland Press Herald. Scientists turn mouse skin cells into egg cells and make baby mice. Scientists have successfully turned mouse skin into egg cells, and used them to create various offsprings without the use of actual eggs for the first time. Just a small percentage of the mouse cells create in the laboratory led to live births, researchers reported Monday in Nature. But the healthy pups that resulted from these scientific pregnancies provided hope that similar technology might one day aid human reproduction. Yeah, right. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. This is nothing new. They've been having this technology for millennials for a very long time, far beyond what they admit to, and they strategically use it as they will. And believe me, their will is going to always to enslave, subjugate, and this is how they will continue to try to move into the direction of making the perfect slave, to one that will be absent of a free will and one that will surrender its energy all the time. Then you will have the utopia world of where everyone is the same, everyone is equally enslaved, and everyone's ways provides means of life, provides someone for someone else's means of life. At a critical point to where they do it all completely willingly, because they will have no free will. This is man trying to be a creator of the heavens, the creators of the universe, one that will serve them. This is definitely the continuous of what we've been seeing for so long. These people have no benevolent agenda behind this false demonic rituals they call science. Everything that they have is to destroy and to take away. So this will be flipped, and it is already flipping into an arena of the best slaves of all time. They want everyone to be subject to them without their own free will and energy. Always has been the agenda and will continue to be the agenda. So check that out. Next article from Siberian Times. Man who came back from the dead after getting lost in the Arctic. Real quick, I'll just say this gentleman had got lost in the summertime and was out in the eastern Siberia for 42 days, with summer clothes on, and it went into winter quickly, and this guy walked. Man, this dude is phenomenal. And this is the type of hardiness of people that that the supermodel pants wearing people here in this country want to go to war with, or are going to allow a war with. Man, this type of hardiness will run amok through you here in the States. So just put that there for just to celebrate the hardiness of that individual. Kudos. Next one is going to be today's show. Today's show, we're going to look at some current events and things to think about and preparing for the laborious futility that will be in the future. There's going to be a very, very prosperous side of everything, in my opinion, that we need to lay claim to and position ourselves for. So we're going to talk about that within the current events today. Also, next one, article came from Reuters. Major Russian naval development to intensify the Aleppo assaults. NATO diplomats. We're going to definitely take a look at this one as well. The overall war is expanding. Next article from Altamarket. East and West division is about the dollar, not nuclear war. So we're going to take a look at this article definitely. And here's the sub on it. The interesting things about working in alternative economics is that it is inevitably, you will become the designer of design buzzkill. You may be presenting the facts on the grounds and the reality behind the numbers, but most of what you have to report will not be pleasant. Alternative economics are doomed to be labeled doom and gloomers. So I'm going to take a look at this. It's very, very true, but I don't care. I just speak what I need to speak and keep it moving. So very, very important. We're going to take a look at that article as well today. Next one, probably one of the most important articles that I will have the opportunity to check out today. This one came from Reuters. China's Jing says hopes that Duarte's visit fully improves ties. And this was a boom. World News, Thursday, October the 20th, 2016, from Beijing. The president of China said on Thursday that he hopes the Filipino president visit to China could fully improve ties, that the two countries could appropriately handle disputes. And it was really funny is that the Philippine president said, and this dude is you know, I got a mad respect. He announced that the Philippines was separating from a longtime ally of the United States. And to put it the way he said, we'll check it out in the article. But what he said is that the United States is lost. So true. And if you remember, when we first started talking about the South Sea of China situation and how that is going to move, I had said that don't be surprised when nothing of this kind was being reported. I said the surprise here is going to be that Taiwan and the Philippines are going to flip to China. Lo and behold, here it has happened. And there are many things that we see that are still yet to happen, but they're definitely moving towards it. So this is why I think it's very important for us to be a part of Tando Radio shows and for you to engage in Black Talk Radio Network, because it's very important that we make what we know to be true available to everyone that would like to be the finders of truth. Maybe your truth, but still send people on a truthful journey of themselves. So very, very important. I see we got our brother Ramon in, and we got our brother Davis, or Sister Davis is in. If you two, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, and then Ramon, if you would give a call in, would like to talk to you directly when we come out of the break, and then we're going to continue in today's shows. Definitely some lot of things we need to talk about and to get involved in this show. So, hey, at any point, any time, all of you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, don't hesitate. Give us a call. If you never called before, call. If you called before, call. And don't wait till the end of the show, because we miss a lot of stuff. Even if you need to bring up stuff from other shows, man, this is so, so important because of where we are. And I'm going to give my give some commentary on what I think is going to be happening very, very soon here. So give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Have a live show for you today. Definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We have a caller that's in queue, and I definitely want to send much love, much respect out to the Davis team and talk to them real quick on air. And Brother Ramon, definitely give us a call, and all of you that are out there would love to hear from you today. Let's let it sound off. So let's hear from you. So we got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller now. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
What's going on, Brother Dave? This is Zion.
Zion, what's up, brother?
Oh, nothing too much, man. You know I don't miss the show.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And you know what? I always feel when you're in queue, brother, and I love that, you know, you are there and looking forward to meeting you as well. What's happening, Zion? What's on your mind, man? What's going on in North Carolina? How is everything starting to unfold? We need to hear from it firsthand because, you know, mainstream media never really covered the devastation of Hurricane Matthew and what you all were dealing with the floodings and everything. And in my opinion, that was definitely purposely done.
Yeah, I really feel that way, and that's one of the reasons why I'm calling today, because, you know, I just want everybody to be aware of where I stay at in Fayetteville. You know, we got hit hard, but, you know, maybe 30 minutes down down the road south some. It's called Lumberton, North Carolina. And, man, it looks like Katrina. I'm telling you, there's buildings that's underwater. There's people that lost their lives. It's going to be a while before, you know, some of these waters actually recede. And, you know, I've seen it on some mainstream news, but, you know, it's something that it's an issue that I definitely wanted to bring up is why are all these levees always failing on the south side of town? It's never the upside, the rich side of town. It's always in a poor community where the people that live in the projects are flooded out. The people who are poor is flooded out, and you could basically go back into almost, I say, the five last hurricanes we had where levees had bust. Notice they had never been on the north side of town. And I have some friends that, you know, they believe that, you know, these levees were purposely demolished so all the waters would go into the poor communities instead of the high dollar communities, should I say. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, I really do. Just like they did in Katrina when they blew those levees.
Yeah, and you know, and I share that same sentiment with you, brother, from this standpoint. There's a reason why they're doing it. Because if you look where our communities are, well, you know, it was Brother Davis and I had a conversation about a year and a half ago, and was talking, and I said, Brother Davis, you know, one of the things that I think is going to be very critical is that as we go through this economic collapse and we go through the wars and everything else, the neighborhoods and the areas that we were living in are commerce zones.
Yeah,
and they're extremely valuable in those commerce zones. The overall trade of goods is going to have to continue to flow from there. The economy, they're going to collapse the economy. But the thing about it is that they're not going to collapse the economy that controls all commerce and trades of goods. They're going to collapse the everyday person's economy, so that they'll be more subject to and enslaved by the artificial manipulated man-created economy. So within our communities, you'll find industrial zones, you'll find rail, you'll find ports, you'll find infrastructure for highways, you'll find the overall trade routes for trucking is there. You'll find. And that area is going to be prime. This is what you see the overall, they call it the gentrification. And I always say, and you always hear me, gentrification doesn't start when white people move in. It starts when black people are forced or move out. Because that area is prime real estate for development, and these corporations know that that's the best play. They don't care about anybody else because of their overall color. They care about the leverage that they can gain from that. And this leverage is going to be huge. This is a corporate move. This is a sustainability move. This is an enslavement move. Because what they don't want to do is develop that area and have to pay the people that are there the market value of that neighborhood, because they're not going to develop and then have to pay them for that. See, the key to a profit is not where you sell. It's where you enter the market. And they always enter the market by making sure that the seller is asking the wrong price. And they're selling for pennies on the dollar.
Hey,
this is why in doing economic collapses and transfers of wealth, there's great opportunity that people can engage in and to garner some real wealth and to save and to really to minimize the prosperity that's been lost and to establish their overall legacy for the future. This is why a lot of these things, and the weather, today's weather, ladies and gentlemen, can be manipulated. And how many people question the weather? They all say, and they just go along with it. But when you start to see something, and let me tell you how, in my opinion, how it works, is that when you have that type of capability, you want to keep everybody hypnotized and asleep to it. So what do? You just slowly start to enhance and slowly start to dead. Then people say, man, what's been going on with all of this stuff? It's an agenda.
Well, David,
they have the technology for that agenda, and they see it all the way through. This is one of the many signs that I see for the economic collapse in the World War III movement and the global nuclear war one establishment. Because what's going to happen here, in my opinion, is that the United States is going to be a huge, and we're going to talk about this in today's, a huge black market economy.
Hey,
and
David,
if that's going to be the case, where do you need to control the black market? From commerce, the medium of exchange points, the points of medium of exchange.
David,
this is going to be huge. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I just want to just offer another reason. Not saying that nothing get blown up, but the little time that I did construction work, traveling from state to state and working on bridges, is a lot of this infrastructure, man, is crumbling for real, man. I was working on replacing bridges. A couple of them bridges were put up in the 1930s, and they don't spend any money on the infrastructure here. So I'm not saying that, things don't get blown up, but these structures are already weak to begin with because they're not investing on the infrastructure. And it's not just levees and bridges and roads, but it's also the communication structure as well. I mean, all kind of just infrastructure, period. Like I was watching that VPN video on Black Talk Radio, and he was saying some of these buildings' wiring is so old that it just needs to be gutted and replaced. So we're dealing also with a lot of crumbling infrastructure.
And you know what, Scotty? I'm glad you and to make Scotty's point, it's very true. The infrastructure throughout this country has been totally neglected. But see, that was a purposeful neglect because, in my opinion, these people have a 100-year plan. They have 300-year plans, 500 years, a 1,000-year plan, a 1,000,000-year plan that they stick to. They know what works very well because it's worked so well in the past. They know history more than we actually maintain the historical truths that have been waged. And so, you think about it, it's the perfect way. Is what happens when you do that? Plausible deniability. It's easy to say, that old bridge went out and nobody went, but see, that old bridge was intentionally, this is known as a tort. This is a crime. This is a tort. When you intentionally don't upkeep of critical infrastructure, you're committing a crime. And who is committing the crimes? Who built it? Who were the builders of it? See, they built it for their overall, the gain of the institutions, and then they passed the liabilities of it to the people. And so they are the ones, the system is the one that continues to steal, rob, rape, and pillage at every turn. And this is all intentionally done. If I know 100 years from now that the population of the planet is going to reach here by my algorithms from all forms of different things, then I'll know that, okay, this is the steps we'll take. And 30 years from before that point, we'll stop building, we'll stop maintaining infrastructure. Or what we've built, we'll just leave it as is, especially in areas that have harsh conditions against infrastructure. Oh, man, this plan is nothing new. It's been going on for a long time. And I'm glad Scotty brought that up because that's exactly it. There's not a neglect of the infrastructure. It's a criminal malice.
Some of the water pipes, I do water and sewer line construction, and we're in a town called Beaufort, North Carolina, and they still have Civil War era water pipes, which is terracotta. Basically, it's clay, a clay style pipe, and the whole city down on the coast basically is, like you say, all this stuff is crap. They'd rather spend money on other things than fix stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, it's right. But we, I think it's more of is not that they rather spend money. This is an agenda.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. It's an agenda. If we start to look at this system for what it really produces and really what it is, then we would know what we're completely dealing with. We're dealing with a multifaceted, asymmetrical, methodical attack against the whole human population. And if you know, when you talked about that, Zionist, so I'm glad you brought that up. Do you remember when Doc Hawkins was talking about the overall infrastructure of this country, is the water, the sewage, man. Just and you validated and substantiated what Doc Hawkins has been talking about as a major. My first conversation that I ever had with Doc Hawkins is water. David, is water. So true, and it's being purposely done. And this is why it's so important that we dismantle what has been put up as a facade of freedom. And the only way that freedom can be, you know, you were born free. But to maintain freedom is a work move and is an obligation for you to maintain it. Was given to you. But it's incumbent upon you to maintain it. And the only way that freedom can be maintained, it can only be maintained by not a selective few of people for all of people. It has to be all of people that have to maintain it to control the selective few that will want to go in a different direction. So, man, Zion, as always, you blow up the spot when you call in, and we appreciate you so much. Was there anything else? What else is going on? How are you and the family, brother?
Man, we doing okay, man. We just I got my wife on board, and she's 100% ready to dig in and you know, let's make it for the long haul. And I even got a couple brothers at work, you know, listening to the station now. So, you know, I feel like I'm doing my part, man, and I'm gonna continue to do my part.
Man, you more than doing your part, brother. You are fulfilling your eternal role, and you're being the true upholder of sovereignty that you have always known since the very beginning that this is who you are. There's something wrong with this. There's nothing sincere about this. But you are choosing to be sincere, and that's so important, man. I'm glad to hear about you all doing much better. Keep us abreast as to what's going on, and continue to look for the best avenues of approach and learn as much as you can from this, bruh, because it's very critical. Oh, you know, Zion, you know, I'm glad you, and I meant to tell you, one of the things that, because you had talked about the second time that you called, and you were talking about, you know, just the adversity with just using the bathroom became a real major problem for you all.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The show was going, and I forgot to say, everyone, one of the things that you could do, And I forgot to mention this. I'm glad that you called, Zion. Is one of the things that you can do, you can go to Walmart. If you have a major Walmart, and I don't like public, you know, you can go to some of the larger chain stores or some other ones. What you want to do is you want to go to one that sells boating gear. One of the things with the boating gear is that they have the actual bacteria, and they have different agents to break down the human waste. That
yeah.
is something that you definitely want to have a part of your overall preparedness repertoire. You want to have that in your whole attaché of tools. So that's something, and you reminded me, much love, much respect, brother. As always, don't ever hesitate. Drop a, you know, give us a call and give our regards to your wife, your queen, the family, and we are here, and our energy is being sent to you all. And together, you guys, now you can, and I'm going to tell you, one of the things about when you start to prepare together, it brings your whole relationship to a different communication level.
That is so true. That is so true, Brother Dave. I'm telling you, I've seen a dramatic difference since I've got her on board with the preparing. And I don't want to take up too much time, and I just want to...
No, man, you're not... hold on, Don. There's no such thing as too much time. We in this for eternity. Which you speak is energy that's eternal. You're creating. Don't ever stop your creating or think that you need to rush your creating. Because
well, I just want to be respectful for other people that want to call and weigh in. I don't want to, you know, take up too much airtime. I want to be respectful for other people. But I just want to say we appreciate your energy. We appreciate what you do. And I'm going to always listen to the show, brother. And so I'm just going to slide back into the queue and listen to the rest of the show. Peace and love to everybody.
Much love, much respect to my man Zion. I can't wait to actually meet you because I'm going to be running through North Kakalaki. We got to go visit some family and definitely going to try to reach out to you. And
I don't care what part of North Carolina you in, I'm coming to meet you.
Yeah, hey, Zion, email me.
I will do that tonight, brother. I do now. I have it now.
Yeah, you can do it through Black Talk. All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Much love, much respect. Give our regards to the queen and the young prince and young princess of the families, even the ones that y'all have yet to bring forward. So much love, much respect. You know, just before we got Brother Davis, when we go to Brother Davis, you know, I want to just say this real quick before we go to Brother Davis, then we got to go to a commercial break. When you start to be able to have honest energy with the ones that you love, where you don't have to feel odd about the way that you think. You don't have to feel odd about how you resonate. And then you can open those doors. You'll be amazed at how many barriers, relationship barriers, get smashed by that high frequency. Preparing, it also brings about a more sincere relationship with every single living entity that you come in contact with, from your children to your friends. Even if they don't get on board, you resonate in a way. And I would say to all of you that are doing that, you need not to give any energy to the low frequencies of anger, fear, and because, you know, things aren't, people don't see things the way you do. That's quite all right. That's quite all right. But see, when you resonate from a position of preparing, that's because you love more. Most preppers that do it from a position of wanting to protect, because, ladies, think about your husband. One of the things that you all love and want from that relationship, protection and security. So if your husband is one that wants to protect and secure you by preparing, don't you destroy your fortune. Brothers, if you have a queen that's in your life that is one that loves and is moving towards prepping because they want to protect it, that's the greatest example of love. One of the great examples of love, because it always gives.
Dave, can I tell you why I got into prepping?
Hold on, Scott. No. Yeah, how does that sound? What are you talking about? Can you tell us why you got into prepping? Of course you can, brother. Go ahead.
And I'm still not as far along as I should be. But the reason I started thinking about it was we got snowed in one time. It was a particularly bad winter. Winters don't get too bad here. But in a rural area, when a lot of snow packs on tree limbs tend to fall. Trees tend to fall. And
right.
So you not only had to deal with the power being out, but if you don't have food and stuff like that. Man, you know, so one, this was after the birth of my first grandson, who just turned 6 years old, on the 9th, October the 9th, and he was a newborn. And so it's me, it's just me and my daughter. We couldn't even get out the driveway, okay? That's how much snow it was. And so we couldn't even get out of the driveway. So I had, she had no formula, nothing for the baby other than I don't think she was breastfeeding at the time. I'm not sure, but all I know is I had to put on my boots, man, and walk 5 miles in the snow and to the grocery store. And so we were totally not prepared. And just think, if I'd have been somewhere where a grocery store wasn't even within 5 miles. And then I was taking a chance on it even being open. No way for me to know, right? Because the phone systems were down. So that right there made me see, you know, we really not prepared.
Yeah. You know what, Scotty, because we got Brother Davis in queue. We're going to go to Brother Davis. That's the exact same thing with me. My preparing started when the first major blackout in New York City happened. Everything just went black. And everything, I was living in Jersey as a young child, everything stopped. And it was the most peaceful riot I've ever been in my life. All the lights was out and you could hear your own heartbeat. And it was beating fast because you knew, And that's what we always try to prevent. And like Scotty said, with that meant a newborn child. In North Carolina, don't get no snow like that. There's no way in the world that they're going to get the proper equipment out to handle that. And from the trees being down and the snow that's being there and everything else. So what did Love do? Put on his boots. Now, Scotty said something. I'm nowhere near where I need to be. None of us are. But you know what? Scotty never forgot that and said, nope, we're going to do what we can, how we can, to get what we need. Is you start where you are. That is the first commitment. And then you create it, and then you let, from you being on your feet and working your backbone in it, then you allow for the great creator to notice that. Many of us don't even realize that on our knees, nothing is created. It's on our feet and from our spokenness of our what we say with our mouths and what we energize. That's where creation starts, and the great creator is giving you that ability. Get off of your knees and get on your feet and start creating. Don't fall for the lies. So let's go to Brother Davis, that's in queue. Brother Davis. Brother Davis, man, let me tell you, thank you, Sister Davis, for sharing those eternal moments yesterday. My family had a blast with you all, and those bonds and the strengths of those bonds were rooted even deeper. And I just had such a thank you, Brother Davis. And anytime that you're in Dallas, you let me know. And we're going to definitely do whatever we have to do to commune with you and Sister Davis.
Well, first of all, let me extend my sincerity in reference to how we were received in the kingdom of grace. You see, a lot of times when people finally be able to make a connection that they have made in another time, they can come and physically embrace each other. It offers you an opportunity to reminisce over all of those hours of conversation to finally meet the spirit behind the sincerity. And my wife and I were totally engulfed in the way we were received, the love that was shown to us, and the just the sincere comfort of enjoying the riches of the kingdom of red. And we do look forward to a return. And I also wanted to say, while we're on the phone, hey, I have seen the apple of your eye, and believe me, the fruit is very, very sweet. Listen, getting back on topic, I wanted to say, because a lot of people are looking at this here from the standpoint of where they are. You realize that technology is so far ahead of our circumstance. So right. Literally, when the redevelopment does start, and they do plan on redeveloping, the technologies that they're going to bring in are going to be far more advanced than what we know them to be, because we've already seen peaks of them. If you notice, Tesla and these latest movies, they reflected the fact that Tesla knew that electricity couldn't be ground, but can be conducted by the ground. What did that mean? That means that you could literally plug something into the ground and tap into an electric current once it's generated. But see,
right.
Tesla's idea was his talents to be a gift to humanity. But big business and corporations at that time were individuals. What is what destroyed Tesla because of his humanitarian feeling. So I say that because in this next generation, with all this devastation that's going on, you ride around cities like Dallas. They are in a serious midst of a reconstruction boom. They're not doing this for nothing. This may be one of the major capitals in the country. When I say that, I mean as a state, not just as individual cities. And so as this progress continues on, you're going to see some areas that get more attention than others. But if you want to see a booming area, come to Dallas. You want to see a booming area, go to Charlotte. See, there are places that literally are offering a growth at that particular infrastructure, but they're not focusing on those outlying areas. And for those of you who don't know, there's going to be a land grab for them. But listen, there's a lot of opportunity here, and there's a lot of opportunity to build some wealth if you approach this right. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's certain things that we cannot control. So we can best be able to harness our resources so that they are more suitable for things as they begin to develop and go on. I'm going to step back, Dave, once again, give my love to your beautiful, lovely, gracious, and sincere wife, Daphne. Because I'm going to tell you something, brother. You were absolutely right in your description, and I'll leave it at that.
Brother Davis, much love to you and Sister Davis. And Brother Davis is right, and that's what today's show is going to be about. Are we preparing for the other side of this? Right now, it was when we first started Tando Radio Show, it was to get you prepared for what was coming. But see, the thing about it is, you always have to be steps, years, decades, centuries, millenniums ahead. That way you control the sovereignty of your path. That's what we want to do. We're already going to be going through the collapse, but now we need to look at the other side and actually start to acquire those things once it starts to fully engage collapse-wise. But you got to be there. We got to start thinking more than 2 weeks ahead. We got to start thinking more than a month, more than 2 months ahead. We got to start thinking on the millennial perspective, in the eternal specter. Forever, forever, forever. Listen, guys, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. There's some very important articles, and there's something that Brother Ramon, give us a call. Wanted me to talk about, and we're going to talk about that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back, God willing, after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab. Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have a live show for you today, October the 20th, 2016. Before we get into that, let me tell you, we are exactly where we knew we would be. And I didn't, you know, a client and a friend of mine called me yesterday, and he said, "You see this madness?" I said, and I didn't see his text. And then later on, he called me and said, "Man, this is you. Did you see this madness?" I said, "We talking about what madness? What happened?" He said, "The bait." And then he bust out laughing. He says, "Oh, that's right. You don't watch that stupid stuff." And I said, "No, I don't watch that. I don't need to watch that stuff. We already know what's going to happen." And he says, "Wow." And because I did watch it, it's making me crazy. And let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. Black Talk Radio Network, Tando, the other programs that are brought to you here, from everyone that participates here, all of the participants here, you. We've already been exposed and we've already known what's in the tea leaves, what the agenda is, what the plan is, what the objective is, and what some of the methods that they use to obtain that objective. The celebrity figureheads that you see put in front of you are just on camera. And they're on camera for a reason, because all those that are on camera are actors in that particular specific arena. And it is used, and all the camera is used to be the great act of magic tricks that man can create. You see, the magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And from that, they make you believe so many things. And I would just say this, the overall world is preparing. You are preparing. You should continue to prepare. You should engage this show with some of the things that you are doing and preparing with and for, and why they're so important. Yesterday, Brother Davis and I witnessed someone with a transfer tank in their truck. And because we witnessed that, we realized immediately that that individual could get practically almost anywhere that they needed to get without being unnecessarily, but they probably still would, but unnecessarily interrupted. And then they probably could take paths of least resistance to get to where they need to get because of their overall fuel capacity. And we looked at each other and we smiled. Why is that? Because when you see things happening, she gives you an indication as to why that really matters. What you're seeing in the celebrity world of the selections, you're seeing the plausible deniability for the destruction. The points of that they emphasize from, I don't even know what they all are, but just from the emails and all this stuff, all of that is going to play into the war paradigm and the destruction of the everyday person's economy and the depopulation by way of war that leads to global nuclear war one, admitted global nuclear war one. It all leads to all of that. So I would definitely say to you all, we talked about it, make the necessary preparing for the things that you're going to need, because they are going to be very expensive and in short supply in the future. And that is where one is none, two is one. Basically, have enough for you, and then you'll have some extras on the side. And guess what? You can engage in the economy, and guess what? You are no longer the common man's subject to the common man's economy. You are key to the overall commerce trade lines. What are you talking about, Brother Dave? What do you think is going to be adversely affected from this election? I'm going to tell you, ammunition is going to be. It's a bunch of things, but I'm going to just use that as an example. If you had acquired ammunition when everybody said you crazy, guess what? You're right. You're crazy in tune to what's going on. They, on the other hand, are hypnotized, comatose, or asleep. No clue. Don't care. Don't know and don't care. Exactly. This is why you have moments. So very, very important. I just wanted to make that point before we went into, but we got another caller real quickly. I think this is probably going to be our great sister, Sister Davis. Sister Davis. Brother Dave. Davis?
Dave.
Hey, what's up, Ramon? Hey, what's going on?
Sister Davis, and like my husband said, we definitely appreciate
Hold on, Ramon.
But I did want to mention about, just a heads up on prepping. I think I mentioned it before about how when we were young, when the weather got bad, if it threatened a bad snowstorm or a bad rainstorm, my mother would immediately say, go fill up the bathtub and go fill up some extra pots. Because, you know, back then in the 60s and 70s, we did not have bottled water. And so that was her first line of defense in case of a power outage or a water shortage. And basically everybody did it. Everybody, you know, that was common knowledge to do that. So I want to mention that. I also want to mention that what we have done, we used to live in Southern California in the 80s, and it was in a drought situation then, just like it is now. And I learned a lot of small water conservation. One that I learned, of course, is not to let the water run while you're washing your dishes or you're brushing your teeth. You're just wasting water. Also, what I've learned is I keep a pitcher, a small plastic pitcher, by all the sinks in the kitchen, in the bathroom, and like in the laundry room. If there, we had like a little sink in a laundry room. And I would always fill the water pitcher if I was going to use hot water. Because until your water turns hot, you can accumulate anywhere between a half a gallon and a gallon of water until your tap water that's running cold will turn hot. Doesn't make any sense to waste that. So I would fill that pitcher up and set that aside, go on and use the hot water. I would then take that pitcher of water and I would water the plants or give it to the dog, or we always had these pitchers of water hanging around. But another thing I want to mention is when you have bottled water now, when you drink the bottled water, save the plastic bottles. I just toss them in a recycle bin that I don't actually recycle. I don't send it to the city to recycle. We recycle them ourselves. What I do is especially a lot of times I'll take that extra water that we have in those pitchers and I'll fill one or two of the bottled water, and I'll put on the top, I close the top, and on the top I put the letter T, and I store that in the basement. And that lets me understand that that is tap water. So we in the not necessarily in the basement, but in our storage area, we have tap water that is kind of used, you know, those bottles are used, and then we have the bottled water that has been purchased, and then most of those are already shrink-wrapped. So once there's a disaster or anything, you know exactly what you need to use. Tap water for washing and cleansing, bottled water for drinking, and then you can also, once you run out of that bottled water, of course you're going to drink that tap water because really there's nothing wrong with it. So those are just some water conservation things I'd like to mention. I would like to mention as far as saving water, and you can start this now. You know, you can have your kids help you out with it. That could be a chore of theirs, them to refill hot, you know, some of those extra water bottles. if you see other people that are throwing out their water bottles, you know, you can recycle theirs. Wash them out and put your own tap water in it, and you can create the double water conservation in your supply area. The tap water that can be used for for cooking and cleansing, and then you have your bottled water. So I just wanted to add that.
Well, Sister Davis, as always, valuable, valuable, because I never even thought about the water that you waste in between it heating up while it's running. You're absolutely right. And there's so much you could do with that. Let me tell you something about the Davis team. Sister Davis, love, love, love. And they are exactly who you've known them to be here. And we had a blast with the Davises. And so always welcome here. Looking forward to seeing you and Brother Davis again. And it was just great to be in that energy, in that sphere, that atmosphere of their energy. So much love, much respect, Sister Davis. Great, great points as always. That's right. Don't throw out your containers for your water and everything else. And whatever you do, don't throw the tops out. Keep the caps to those things. Very, very important. Clean them, wash them, but try to keep the caps to them, because they are going to be very valuable. Could be very valuable in the future. And then as you know, if things get better and everything else, then you can, you know, we'll be ahead of the game, because we will always be in some way in some form of communication with one another, even if we don't have technology to do it. We're that strong. So much love, much respect, Sister Davis. Thank you so much. We got hold on. Where's Ramon? Ramon.
What's up, Dave?
Brother Ramon. Hey, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Just working.
What's going on?
Hey, man, just right now, like Scotty said, doing as best as I could behind the enemy lines, man. I'm trying to keep it moving. Hey, I didn't really have much to say because it ain't fair for me to say much or nothing because I didn't get a chance to catch the show like I wanted to. But I do want to share this, Dave. If for people that may not be aware, recently here I've received a publication from the IRS, and I'm not sure if everyone is aware that when the earned tax credit and the child tax credit that they supposedly have taken away, I'm doing a remodel for a probate attorney, and her and I got to talking about it, and she confirmed what I read in that publication. Is that if people are not aware, they can still get that earned income tax credit and child tax credit at the state level. Not at the federal level, at the state level. So it's important that everyone, when they get ready to go file their taxes, they know that this is something still offered at the state level. They just don't tell us about it. And another announcement came from the IRS is that for anyone that may or may not owe taxes to the people, they're hiring 4 new agencies to go and do work, to go out and collect for them after announcing that they don't have the money to do it for their, you know, to hire their in-house people. So I thought that was kind of strange that they could find money to hire independent outsource companies versus, you know, using their own staff there. So I thought these were things that we don't often talk about or get mentioned in our circles that I thought would be important to pass along to people if they're interested in that as a business, as a, you know, personal income taxes, you know, to look into those things. Don't let that tax credit, that child tax credit or that earned income tax credit get past you. It's a lot of thousands of dollars at the state level that they're not telling us about.
Brother Ramon, greetings.
Yes, sir.
This Scotty.
Greetings, Scotty.
Hey, tonight, that's the topic of Blacks in Business Radio. They're bringing a guest on. It's going to talk about business taxes and saying something about the extensions. It's too late to get those now, but also some personal stuff. So if anybody has questions about that, I would recommend that they tune in to BIB Radio, which come on at 8:00 p.m. tonight on Black Talk Radio.
A must. Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Scott. Hey, Dave, you mind if I say this to Scotty real fast? Because I know Scotty.
No, go ahead.
Hey, Scotty, I, brother, Soundflower is not workable no more, so I'm forced to go into another platform. That's why I need you and I to talk offline. I've been having issues with it, and I went online to find out what's going on. Basically, they dropped support for it, because I had SoundCloud before, but they dropped support for it, so I'm having difficulties with it on my Mac platform. So, Scotty, when you get a chance, reach out to me, brother. Send me an email. I'll send you my number or something so we can talk about some alternatives there.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the video by email, but it's not for distribution that I just made. So you got mixers and stuff like that. You probably got cables too. You probably got microphones as well. And it should theoretically work on a Mac, because a Mac has sound cards, because I was looking at some pictures on a Mac. So I want you to test it out and see if it work on the Mac. Then I could start promoting that it works on both Macs and PC.
I feel honored doing that for you. Okay. I've taken up enough of y'all time, Dave. I'm listening.
Oh, no, you're good, good. You hold on. You know, now, great information, Ramon. So necessary. You know, I was just wondering, what does, because I always, whenever I hear these acronyms for these ABC corporate, you know, Scotty says the slave catchers, and I say the slave owners, the corporate slave owners, I think it's, they are internally rigging the system. That's who they really are. The internal riggers services. Because that's all they do. So, but Ramon dropped some really, really good information, and definitely catch CC and BIB tonight for the tax situations that you definitely want to leverage in your way. So, Ramon, hold on, man. We got there's a couple of things. You know, Ramon had asked a real good question on Monday that we didn't get to on Tuesday. And he asked Ramon, you said, you remember you asked for to explain the difference between what money is, right?
Say again, Dave. I'm sorry. What you say?
No, that's right. I said on Monday you had asked a very, very important question. I just want to make sure. It was, remember you asked if we can explain money, what money is.
Oh, yeah. I think that's so important, because currency, as I'm learning through listening through this show and other people that I talk with, is currency and money is not the same thing.
Nope.
And I think so many of us don't have that true basic understanding of the two. And when I define the word currency based on its actual definition, it's something that flows. So
yep.
I'm like, okay, cash doesn't flow in the sense of how we think about it. So what is currency or money in the sense of how Dave knows to give it to us?
Very, very important. Yeah, and they're never, we should, because there are properties that they, there are capabilities that they both have. Some have some, they have some capabilities that they share, and then they have some that's exclusive to them. Now, when you say that your cash in your pocket is money, what you're basically saying is that you are having all of the attributes that currency has that is not to your advantage, being you're going to maintain that, and that's what you want. And what that is that it is a slave's instrument. It's a slave's wage. It's a debt instrument. A lot of people don't realize that you can't get out of debt if you have cash. I'm going to say that again. You are never out of debt if you primarily save in cash. Why? Because it's a debt instrument. It can be inflated away from you. The purchasing power of it can be inflated away from you. You know, they had a song. Wu-Tang had a song, Cream, Cash Rules Everything Around Me. That's because cash is something that's created by man to enslave men. There's nothing that you should be glorifying about that or projecting that into your life and into seeding it into your prosperity for those that you have yet not named. Cash should be only be used for what it should be used for. If you overextend it, a lot of people say, what are you talking about? You ain't out of debt with cash. No, you're not. Let me tell you why. Very simple. It says on the piece of paper, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Just told you what it is. A note, a note, a note. It also says the Federal Reserve note. What is a note? A note is something of debt that you have to pay. It's a debt instrument. Most of us think that getting out of debt is paying off our student loan, our mortgage, our car note. That's one form. That's contractual debt. But the greatest enslavement and stealer of energy is cash, because it rules everything around you for the creator. It's the tool of rule. And you didn't think that they meant what they said? Now, this is how it's done. When you are in debt, a lot of people want to get out of debt, so they pay off their car note and everything else. Right, that's contractual. That's a contract agreement. When you save in cash, let me ask you something. Who was it? Okay, wait. Prime example. Scotty said it earlier in the show that the bridges and the roads are falling apart in today's world. And then you know what the cities will say? Why they don't rebuild it? They'll say it's too expensive to rebuild all of that infrastructure. They always say, who is going to pay for it? Because they're saying it's, when they're saying that, they're really the undertone is this stuff is too expensive, we can't pay for it. You know why you can't pay for it? Because your cash ain't worth nothing no more. You look at old cars, super old cars, 40-year-old cars, 50-year-old cars, the cars in Cuba. If they run into one of these little cars over here, they're going to crush it like a little, like a soda can. Why? Because it's cheaply made, because that's the only thing that your dollar could acquire to get that material of that grade. Cuba is the best example of that. Cuba's cars are able to maintain themselves through the embargo because they were made with real materials that can endure. Oh my goodness, you think that these cars today, they can't even last 5 years because the components of it are cheap. No, it's not it. It's because your dollar can only buy cheap things now. It has lost purchasing power. The Federal Reserve, former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, told you this plainly. We played it here on Tando, I don't know how many times on different shows, where he says, I can give you as much cash as you want. And a lot of dumb folks would say, yeah, give it to us. But guess what? The devil is in the detail. It won't have any purchasing power. Oh, so what? We don't even know what that means, purchasing power. Just give us the cash. Cash rules everything, cream. Cash rules everything around me. Because cash is what is paid a slave, a debt instrument. So now, they're telling you, we can print. We can create it all. Because this is the illusion of what we do. It's created by us, so we have the patent on it. There's nothing of intrinsic value. Let me tell you, over a long enough period, all cash returns to its intrinsic value of nothing. All cash returns to its intrinsic value of nothing.
Well, Dave, I do think that it has some value in case you run out of toilet paper.
My man, Scott. Exactly. Scott is absolutely right. But now, how should you be using cash? You have to use it in the appropriate way, but within its benefits. You use it to maintain your quality of life, your standard of living. You pay your bills with it. You have a small amount of it for an emergency. You never save in it. What do you save in? You save in real money. And if you ever want to know what real money is, first thing you need to do is look to see, was this created by God or by man? If it was created by man, it ain't money. It's an instrument. If it was created by the great creator God Almighty, however you want to look at it, or created absent of man's hands, meaning if this man or that man or you being the man or the woman wasn't there, it still would be there. That's money. Because it's an asset. Everything that the great creator has created has value and it has sustainability. You have value. You have energy. You move with energy. You create energy. Your energy actually creates more things. Your energy can create a heaven or hell. The choice is yours. That's because your money.
Hey, Dave, never forget. I would like to see what people like Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Dre, those billionaires. You know, Dr. Dre gets promoted as the first hip-hop billionaire. I think he sold Dre by Beats to Apple for about $2 billion, maybe $3 billion. Now I wonder if that's a bunch of just digital zeros, or what did he take that quote-unquote $3 billion if it's invested in real money like you talk about? But just saying, overnight, if this system, when this system collapses, those zeros can be erased, so he'll go right back to, you know, being ghetto Dr. Dre instead of mm-hmm. being,
you know, you know what, Scotty, we're getting ready to go on a commercial break, and I'm gonna address that. That's a great question, and I'm gonna show you, and you'll be able to see what it is. And I'm gonna tell you, Dr. Dre gave you an example when he gave all of that cash to USC. A lot of people missed what he was really, really doing. And we're going to talk about it. So you're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. But anytime, give us a call, 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound. Hit star 61. I'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and hit star 61. See you in queue, and we'll bring you up. We'd love to hear from you on your thoughts about what's being said. And you know, this is a very important conversation, and we'd love to have you, a monologue, can only go so far, but a dialogue solves all problems. Very important that we hear from you. Now, Scotty had asked about Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Dre, and I think they're perfect examples. I would like to add to explain the difference between currency and money, and it's my understanding from looking at these two individuals, they have moved from a currency standpoint into and money standpoint for this reason. And you can see it in so many things. And I'm going to use another person as an example. Well, let's just use the example with Oprah and everything else. Well, one of the things with currency and money is this, is that when you control assets, you have a choice as to how you will continue to build that legacy that you now have in front of you. What do I mean by that? The economy will give you an option to enslave further or to go and to establish something that is more loving and godly and benevolent if you choose. Can't stop you. Because let me give you an example of how that works. When you just have currency, you have a debt problem. When you have real money, you're never in debt. All those that lend you have a debt problem. Big difference. Huge difference. The leverage is different. It's so leverage is great when it works for you. It's a beast when it works against you. Here it is. When you only have cream, cash rules everything around me, you have a debt problem. Because once you default on that debt, you become subject to impoverishment. You become subject to impoverishment. You lose your commercial goods. You lose the consumer junk food, the junk items that you've acquired. Because when all you have is cash, you really are holding an instrument of debt. But when you leverage cash into paying yourself like a king or like a lady and a gentleman by having assets, the economy becomes subject to you. Case in point, if Oprah Winfrey wanted to build a new studio anywhere in the world, especially just for a case in example, let's say she wanted to build one in Tennessee. Let's say, just anywhere in Tennessee. Oprah Winfrey decided on a town or a city. That city will give her taxpayers' dollars for her private organization to profit from it privately. What they do is that when you control assets, they give you the energy of the slaves that they've collected. And they give it to you so that you will actually, the profits that you will make will be privatized. They do it in baseball and in sports and in football and in the NBA. They do it in all the sports all the time. Anytime these billionaires want to build, like right now, the Oakland Raiders are looking to move to Las Vegas and they're fighting for them to stay and everything else. What is the criteria for keeping them? Build me a stadium and I'll stay. Do you hear what the Davis family is saying? Since I control assets, I don't need you. The economy needs me. So you're going to build me a stadium, a place for my private business, and all of the revenue that comes in and the profit that comes in is going to be privatized for my family or whomever I choose to do business with, whoever is going to go with. But you're going to give me taxpayers' dollars, and that taxpayer dollar is really nothing more than a measure of the taxpayers' energy that they had to work for and give it to them so that they can have a Taj Mahal of sports. Oh, this game is so thick, it's ridiculous. And see, one of the things that you have to do, currency is a wage of a slave. They have to get you to get addicted to that drug. When you control assets, any debt that you have, the defaulting on that debt, you not paying that debt, becomes a liability for the lender, especially a fraudulent one. Because if you default on that debt, so what? You control assets. This is why we have enslavement here on this planet, because the people don't control real money. Because the schooling system does not teach you what real money is, because if you knew what real money truly was, there would be a move for you to control it. You can never own real money. You can only control it. One of the Rothschilds said, I think it was, I can't remember, one of those crazy folks, Rothschild said, I care not about a country's laws if I control the money. It's exactly right. Because when you control money, when you control assets, the laws are penned off of your will. They write the laws based off of your free will, which you decide is in the best interest of your control of assets. This is why slavery started. It's the only way that they're going to break slavery. Only thing that's going to break enslavement of people is when people understand the difference between currency and money, and they start to control assets. Because when you control assets, you dictate the economic direction of the winds. You're not blown by them. When you have cash, it just blows in the wind. So, very, very important. Ramon, go ahead.
Hey, Dave, I'm of the mind that, you know, in order to deal with a person, you got to learn to think like them and use some of their tactics and techniques. What would stop us from, let's say, for example, I read an article on about investing in Russia, and as they were saying, contrary to popular belief, Russia is a great place for people who are looking to get their money invested. That Russia is a lot of the places that we're seeing leave America is actually landing right over there in Russia. So what would prevent us from taking these type of thoughts, using those type of thought patterns, or why wouldn't we want to use those type of techniques of thinking when we see that we're constantly, it's constantly being repeated in like a repeat mode? Would it be a bad idea, or what do you think about when do we start to use these same tactics as a way to get where we need to, or at least acquire some things that, like you're talking about? Because I don't see us, particularly I can't see us ever getting out this position if we're going to keep still using the, and this is no disrespect on anyone, it's just saying if we still have a we shall overcome thinking or mindset, I just don't know if that's going to get us there.
Well, brother, you can always you always shoot. You ain't got to be politically correct. Politically correct is always morally wrong. You man, shoot, come on. You yeah, Ramon. We don't need civil rights. It's silver rights that we need, as my man Dwayne Mooney, as we talked one time, coined. Yes. And what you say about Russia? Let me give it to you. Let me put it this way. I would say one of the things that we have to establish is where people stop talking about us and negotiating with us. Until you have real money, no one needs to negotiate with you at all. The table of negotiation never has a seat for you. The thing that really matters is that you need to have the leverage, the capability, and the controlling factor that the rest of the world needs in order to manipulate economy. Now, does that mean that you have to become who they are? No, not at all. But a lot of us are tempted into that, and that we get actually because we don't know really the difference between the two, currency and money. So we think that it's here, and then we fall into that trap. Case in point, what do I mean by that? One of the things that we can do, we can invest in ourselves in a way where Russia and China will negotiate with us. Because if you invest in what they can, what they have understood as needing to control, the things that they need to control, when you start to control those things, there's already an immediate respect. And there's an immediate understanding that, hey, there is leverage there that I have to be noted of. It's not even if you like them. I always say big business has a way of making enemies friendly. So now, it's multifaceted. One of the things with investing in Russia and China, that's all cool, but you're going to have to watch it and be careful of that in the future, because there's going to be trading with the enemy relatively soon, as soon as the first confrontation starts, military confrontation starts. What's even better, but you're on the exactly in the right place. What should be done is you should anchor yourself in the things that have made Russia and China relevant in the world. Money has made Russia and China relevant in the world. Money made the United States relevant in the past. But you don't have to use the same consciousness that they have used in weighing it. See, when you control assets, think about it. if you can fend for yourself, you can take care of yourself. You have a real wealth instrument. You can provide for yourself. What need would you have for a boss? If you can provide for yourself, what job where someone pays you a salary in cash, in currency, would be worth you going to? I've never seen a warrior that can take care of themselves, use their time and their precious energy, excuse me, not their time because there's no such thing as time, use their eternal energy and be wasted on someone else's benefit that is not in mutual agreement with them by collective prudence. If you can take care of yourself, what need would you have for a boss? None. So it's very important that we move ourselves and our overall collective thinking and our energy into things that have sustainability, things that have intrinsic value, things that have, and these things aren't just things, all of the things in the creations of the great creator God Almighty, all are living entities. This is why you can't own them unless you are someone that has that arrogant mindset and that brass mindset that you are a god and all was given to you to have dominion over. Sorry, that's man's economy. You just went broke. So when you start to have real assets, prosperity can't help but be your leverage. So I think with in that case in point, one of the things that we could do is understand what is it that gives sustainability. Because the ecosystem still rules here, but we just ignore it. Its power is still beyond our conception, but we think that that's the wild and untamed. But if we would just go back into what is real money, real asset, you would see a shifting and a changing in the overall relationship among everyone around you. Everyone around you. Because that energy, now you are able to harvest it for your agenda. If you're one that likes to enslave, then you'll be a part of the standardized corporate elite, or they call them the people that make the real decisions, or the entities that make the real decisions. You could be a part of that. They have a space for you, but you're gonna have to have some assets to get there. Or else they're going to exploit your assets. Take the sets off. So when you control real assets, real money, and you use that, that intrinsic value is already at your disposal. You're able to take care of yourself. You're not relying upon this person, that person. You care not what the laws are written because you control the money. The economy needs money. It uses currency against those that it enslaves. So what should you be doing? You should be acquiring assets and putting that into your family. Even the smallest assets, as you start to do it, you notice something. It has more intrinsic value and weight and overall potential than a dollar does. Break that addiction. It's one very well worth breaking. We got another caller in queue. Let's bring this caller up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace, Dave. Just listen to the show. Great show. Talking about that Babylonian magic money.
Hey, man. Brother Bragg, you're coming in too low. We can't hear Brother Bragg.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Talking about that Babylonian magic money.
Yes. Yeah, just a little bit. If you could talk up a little more. Yes.
Let me see.
There you go, Brother Rag.
Just talking about that magic money, man. That magic
yes,
money
we hear you good.
Money that you can pull out of air and put interest on that money and then quadruple that money overnight by consuming money. It's really some slick business when you think about it. And look, when you see Haiti, people see Haiti floundering. When you see all these melanated countries and you see these children starving, people starved out, that's all part of the plan. They've been doing this for 500 years or more. When they take over the commerce of your country, the first thing they do is take over your media, your communication for propaganda. Then they take over your commerce. Once they take over your commerce, they control your food. When they control your food, they control the population. And that's how it's done. Also, it's a siege tactic. It's part of the art of war. When you get people fleeing from their homes, crossing borders into strange territories, now these people become a mobile labor force. They enslave these people. They take their children. All kinds of things happen to these people. But see, in American media, they don't let you follow this story, so you really don't see the dichotomy of what really happens. But just put a little thought into it. It's really deep.
So true.
Going to jail, going to prison, all kind of stuff. Their children taken away from them, families torn apart. Man, it's deep. I don't know if people know, Mexico sent about 50,000 children over here because they were told to send them. I don't know how that went, but they came over without their parents. So what happens to children like this that get absorbed into a system from another country with another language, with different cultures?
Slavery. So many, you know, slavery. That's what happens
slavery.
To them.
Man, but people don't be seeing, man, it's, this shit is diabolical, man.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Wait, because Brother Bragg, I want you to make this point because we talked about it today and we talked about it a lot. See, there's different forms of money. One form of money is land, but it's not the most perfect form of money. And see, once they get you off of your land, you have broken your chain of inheritance. Brother Bragg, why is that so important?
Well, a people without a land is a people without a voice. Now, let me just show you. By the way, we've been educated here in America, we've been educated in all kind of nonsense that we were slaves and this and that. Now, there were some people here that were slaves. Everybody here was a slave. Some people here were freeborn because we've always been here. I don't even want to argue about that. You believe me when I tell you, when you do a little research, you're going to be amazed. We've always been here. Now, these people have gone through great lengths to confuse and confound people about whence from where they come. It's all for a reason. Why would you think a certain part of the population is so hated and they have done nothing to the population at large? Because apparently they want something from you. And it's not just your life. So you got to look. Now, what could they possibly want? Well, look at the land you're standing on. People talking about going here, go to Africa, go here, there. Man, you in Africa. All you got to do is scratch the surface. You're going to find Africa's right here, under your feet. You the indigenous to Africa and America. Now, you can be an African-American, but you also the indigenous. This your land you're standing on. You ain't no African. Now, we cut us to African because we all part of that melanated dichotomy. But when you start doing your work, you're going to find out there's more than meets the eye. King James came in 1603. He put out charters. So, man, I don't want to confuse anybody because, see, I do a lot of studying. You can't probably just pick up where I start dropping bits and pieces. But I want you to understand we are more than what they told you that we are.
Hey, Brother Ray.
Yes, sir.
Brother, this is Ramon, sir. Hey, I want to enlarge on what you just said. The other night I was reading in Black's Law Dictionary, and I ran across the Indian Indian properties and things like that, Indian land and
yes,
Indian
sir.
Properties. What you're talking about shocked
yes,
the hell out of me when I read how basically America holds on to our land. Not by
yes,
ownership,
sir.
But because we agreed that, okay, as long as you do certain little things, you can stay here doing it. We don't even know that. It's too much in there for me to try to explain.
They had treaties.
They had treaties, but America broke all the treaties. See, you got to look into the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Look, all of these documents, people don't think, people overlook them. Look into these documents. These documents will show you the way. Man, these documents will show you our freedom. Because, see, we are sovereign. And man, Dave always tells you we are sovereign. Because we didn't agree to none of this shit. There's more than meets the eye. If you do your research, you're going to find out you're way more than a slave. You, man, you're the builder, the maker, the owner, cream, mother, father of all civilizations, mathematician, astronomer, doctor, lawyer. You are it. You're the first one. We are the first ones who ever did any of this. And then they take you from your God position and make you into a nigger. And I digress on that because I don't
Well, listen, we got to get ready to get out of here, y'all. This is the end of the show. Much love, much respect. B.I.B. with CC is coming on right after this Black in Business. I just want to say, Ramon, Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, much love, Zion, much love, all of you. Sister Davis, thank you for calling. And listen, there are some things that we definitely need to be talking about. There are some things that you need to be moving to. Have prosperity come back to you. Much love and much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll catch up pretty soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.